I'm Andrea Seabrook at the Capitol. The Meth Caucus has more than 100 members, split just about evenly between the parties. Because of that, it wields increasing power. Just last week, during debate on the tight budgets of next year's Departments of Transportation, Treasury, and others, Indiana Republican Mark Sauder passionately expressed the rising anxiety that many in Congress feel.
Quite frankly, we have a meth crisis in America that is knocking at the doors of homes across this country, and it's about to steamroll all of us. And the question is, are we going to attack this before it runs us over? Are we going to attack it aggressively? Are we going to rue the day and spend hundreds of millions trying to address it after it's moved in to our suburbs and cities just as crack cocaine did, and then we spent 10 or 15 years fighting it? We've had the warnings. It's moving in the rural areas. It's moving into suburban areas. It's moving in some urban areas, and this is a freight train coming, and we need to get at the front end of it.
The Meth Caucus is trying to educate fellow lawmakers about what they say is a scourge. It started on the West Coast in the 70s, but has steadily creeped east. Rural police departments are plagued by hidden mom-and-pop meth labs, and there is increasing traffic across the southern border from so-called super labs in Mexico. Several lawmakers founded the Meth Caucus in the late 90s and count among their recent wins pushing the Office of National Drug Control Policy, or ONDCP, to come up with a national plan to fight meth. In turn, the ONDCP is working to block the sale of chemicals used to make meth.
Three areas that we made some changes were around three particular types of precursors: red phosphorus, iodine, and sassafras oil or camphor oil.
That's Hanny Dersey of eBay, the online auction site. eBay is working with federal drug control authorities and has already banned the sale of red phosphorus or red pea on the site. Dersey says eBay is also regulating the sale of other chemical precursors of meth, like iodine.
We did create a pop-up message for sellers who try to list those items that basically says, "Be advised that federal law provides severe civil and criminal penalties for the illegal distribution and illegal use of sassafras oil and camphor oils."
But just about everyone in the Congressional Meth Caucus, Republicans and Democrats alike, say there is much work to do. Though they have the ear of the ONDCP, many feel the White House hasn't yet woken up to the enormous problem of meth use in America. For example, Washington Democrat Rick Larson says President Bush's budget proposals continue to slash federal money that is aiding the fight against meth in local communities.
The biggest cut and the most disastrous cut has been to the Byrne Memorial Grants.
Byrne grants are named after a police officer murdered during a drug stakeout. They're used to fund regional drug task forces. Larson is one of the leaders of the Meth Caucus and says he worked last year to get Byrne grants funded at $650 million.
The president this year proposed $0 for Byrne grants. The House of Representatives funded it at about $350 million.
The program was only saved because of the Meth Caucus. They worked behind the scenes to get Republican leaders to put money back in. And even then, Byrne grant money was cut almost in half. In Washington state alone, says Larson, that could mean 9 drug task forces will be shut down. So far, the Meth Caucus has focused on educating its colleagues and fighting to keep funding. But now the caucus is getting more ambitious. Many lawmakers would like to see retail stores and pharmacies more closely control the sale of Sudafed and other cold medicines that contain a chemical used to make meth. They're working on a package of new laws they aim to introduce later this year. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.